Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. The tragedy in Connecticut has left us all in horrifying disbelief. How can someone be so evil and kill so many innocent children? This is a question that we will never be able to answer because it is beyond comprehension. I have listened to the politicians parading in front of the news cameras, calling for stricter gun laws, and find it disturbing that they are using this tragedy to erode our Second Amendment rights. It's weird to see these anti-gun lobbyists appear to be giddy over this hideous crime. They seem to crawl out of the woodwork to spew their utopian desire to see our country unarmed. This sick, perverse young man was not some law-abiding citizen who was sitting around his house and just happened to see the guns, and the mere sight of these guns is what burnt a twisted desire to use them on other human beings. The guns didn't emit some psychotic pulse that enticed him to become a psychopath. He already was. If there is blame to be placed on anything other than Adam Lanza, it is in the system that let him slip through the cracks. There are numerous reports from people who knew him and said not only was he crazy, but he was also a ticking time bomb. I heard one of his classmates on TV say that he wasn't surprised. His own mother sought to have him institutionalized. The banning of guns isn't the answer. We don't need to speculate as to what the outcome would be if we imposed stricter and stricter gun laws. We can look at other countries with tougher gun regulations than ours and countries that are far more lenient than ours. First of all, the United States has seen a steady decline in the murder rate over the last 15 years. Russia, who has some of the strictest laws in the world, has a murder rate that is 4 times that of the United States. Switzerland has an armed militia. The citizens are trained, and after this training, they keep their weapons at home. Many of these guns are fully automatic assault rifles that are banned in the United States. With this type of firepower in every home, liberal anti-gun logic would lead one to believe that mass murders like we saw at Sunnybrook Elementary School would be common in Switzerland. But the exact opposite is true. The Swiss know every home has gun protection, and as a result of their citizens being armed, there were only 40 gun-related murders in Switzerland in 2010. Los Angeles County has 3 gun-related murders every single day. Our media is fixated on 20-year-old Adam Lanza and the guns that he used had at his disposal. Remember, the guns didn't pull their own triggers to kill these innocent people. Adam Lanza was the murderer. A 22-year-old man was at the center of another brutal, senseless shooting last month in Clackamas, Washington. A man armed with a semi-automatic rifle opened fire at the Clackamas Town Center Mall. He fired 3 shots that killed 2 Christmas shoppers and injured a third. This is when 22-year-old Nick Mele enters the scene. He has a concealed weapons permit and pulled his firearm and pointed it at the murderous gunman, Jacob Roberts. Nick Mele didn't fire his gun because there were innocent people on the other side of the shooter that were in his line of fire. The gunman ran around the corner and killed himself. Nick Mele is a hero. He and his concealed weapon saved many innocent lives that day. Yet you hear nothing about this heroism in our biased media because it shows that guns protect us from deranged people. 2 armed young men in their 20s, one a psychopathic killer, the other a hero. Guns don't kill people, people kill people. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.